This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts. Renew Therapy. Earn your health benefits daily with a cold plunge. Save $200 off with code MMA200. Vela Bikes, an elegant and connected electric bike. Save 5% off with code MMA5. Paleo on the go. Find delicious meals that fit your specific diet. Save $20 off your first 3 orders with code MMA25. Defense Soap. Everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMA Nuts to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 608.
608?
My name's Ingo Legel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's happening? Are you enjoying our beautiful 40 degrees swing in weather in 24 hours and then a 50 degree swing in 2 days or 48 hours?
Well, currently in the Midwest, the weather is bipolar. So it was...
You're going to say bisexual. It's like, ooh.
Maybe bisexual too. It was 80 on Saturday and it was like 25 with the wind chill on and snowing on Sunday. So
yeah, it's insane.
And today it snowed overnight last night. So, I mean, spring is coming. I'm excited. I know we talk about the weather sometimes, but I'm ready to be outdoors, shorts,
t-shirt. I know we got that taste of 80s. I'm going, yeah. I should have put my fucking pool up. I'm like, God damn it.
But, I love having my cup of coffee in the morning on the porch when it's warm. You know, in shorts and a t-shirt, and you're just having a little coffee.
Yeah, well, luckily we enjoyed that day to the fullest. I forgot how long my wife and I stayed outside, but we just said, fuck it, let's just stay outside all day because we know it's gonna get cold and snowy and we're fucked. Like, yep, that's how it goes sometimes.
True that.
So we talk about the UFC over the weekend. I don't know if you noticed, but ESPN took our advice and they moved the graphic for the time and the fighter names. They actually lowered it.
There was like, something different. I remember. I'm like, you. Something was different, but I couldn't put my finger on it.
I mean, it was way lower. Like before it was at the 25% mark and now it was probably down to like 10%. I'm like, beautiful. It's still covering their feet. I'd still wish it off to the side or the top corner, very small. But way better position. But anyway, we talk about the main event, Max Holloway, Arnold Allen. What was your thoughts?
You know, I the only round I gave to Allen maybe was round 2 in that fight. I thought Holloway looked really crisp, lots of action. That fight started with wasn't there like a nut shot right in the beginning?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kicked Holloway in the balls.
Yeah, and you know, I think Allen, you know, pushed the pace at times and but Holloway like kind of dominating the stand up in a lot of ways. And then Holloway, I think, caught him late in the 5th, right, and dropped him for a second. I mean, all Holloway looking good. I thought it was a pretty successful outing for him, even though it went the distance. Couldn't finish the guy, but you know. Maybe he wasn't trying to. I'm not sure.
Well, I mean, he does have like a million strikes landed. I'll share the graphic with, you know, significant strikes landed. Max Holloway, 2,975. Next closest, Frankie Edgar, 1,801. And then it's cardio guys and ladies. Well, Joanna had some power.
But nobody's even close. Even Donald Cerrone, who had
1,174 wow. strikes.
Insane.
It's volume, but you got to think like how many title fights has Max been on? Yeah. And the same thing with Frankie of like how many fights went the distance and didn't get finished, but it's just volume. It's like cardio and volume and not KOing people.
Yeah, he's only had 31 fights, MMA fights. That is a lot of freaking, and they're not all UFC. That is a lot of strikes.
It's insane.
Holy shit, I didn't realize it was that many. Okay. Oh man.
But yeah, it's like the only round I gave to Allen was the last round, even though he got dropped at the end. Just I think that was the only round where, like, on paper, he actually outstruck Max. But why do you wait until the 5th round? I know his corner, I think it was Faraz Sahabi, was in the corner and told him, "You gotta go out there and knock this guy out." Mm-hmm. The guy's going, "This is World War III." Like, yes, World War III, it's time to go. You got to fucking knock them out. Mm-hmm. You are down. And the other thing I got to bitch about a little bit is this goddamn commentary. I'm going to fucking talk about it every week because a good at least 2 minutes of every round, we're talking about things that are not the fight. We're going to talk about Arnold Allen, what he's doing in off season. This guy is a bass fisherman. Oh, he catches the biggest bass. And you know what? Sometimes he grows zucchini. And goddamn, if he doesn't grow 15 pound zucchinis, like what the fuck? Like call the fight in front of me. I don't give a fuck what this guy is, what he does. Tell me what he's doing right fucking now. And that's the problem with the three-man booths. We got to fucking have chatter all the time. So. And I think Bisbing is the bigger problem here. He wants to give me all the bullshit background that's not right in front of me, but what this guy ate for breakfast 3 weeks ago.
I have to admit that the last few months, I mostly watched the fights on mute just because I have the fight on and I just watch it, put some music in my headphones on, listen to some music, and I just watch the fight. And I don't want to be affected by any. It's just distracting, I think.
That's a better move. I almost did it. I was like, but I need something to complain about because I got to listen to how long they're actually pontificating and not talking about the fights so I could tell people, like, oh, it's brutal.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so bad. Now Max, I think he wants to take another run at title. That's what it sounded like.
Max Holloway.
Yeah.
Title fight, huh? Can you see it? I don't know, man.
I don't know.
He's taken off. That guy's just been through a lot of wars. Yeah. I worry about his mental health long term, you know, with all that.
Yeah, because there was that period where he was kind of goofy, right? Where we're going,
He was a little bit goofy.
Because he got like not Tony Ferguson level, but it was an odd Max Holloway level.
No. So he's going to go after Rodriguez, right? That's who's at the top now. Yair?
Yeah. So we'll
see. Is the road paved through Alexander Volkanovski or no?
I don't know. We'll have to see. How old is he now? I got to look that up. Like fucking.
Maybe no. He just lost to him. But didn't he like Max two fights ago?
Holloway. Hang on.
Yeah. He lost to him back in 22 last summer.
Max is only 31. Jesus Christ. I'm thinking he's like 36.
He seems older.
Right,
he's like the Brazilians. The Hawaiians are like the Brazilians. They take a lot of beatings, like, and
well,
tough,
yeah, because they like
shit.
Scrap, yeah, they're and so they, they're hard to knock out and tough as fuck, right?
Yeah, well, so I mean, I don't know, shit, tough one, yeah, because he fought. I'm looking at the record, Volkanovski back in 2022 July, and he lost a decision, but then he also beat Rodriguez in 21. Man, this division is a mess. I don't know what you do here. We'll have to see.
Yeah. Well, that's just what he wants. It's not to say.
Well, whatever Max wants, Max is going to get, man. He's going to get it.
Possibly.
Yeah, maybe not.
Maybe not. Yeah, I'm looking at the rankings here. It's tough.
Tough one.
Volkanovski, like. How many times are you going to fight? Like a million?
Like seven.
Doesn't make fucking sense.
And keep going after it. Yeah.
Yeah, he's beat Max three times. So it's like he can't fight Volkanovski, but you got Makhachev, right? He's in there. But what weight class are we doing this? Is he staying at 45? Is he going to 55? I guess that's the question. Is he going to stay at 45? And you can't fight Volkanovski again. Unless you fight Rodriguez, but I don't know.
We'll see. They'll make it.
Yeah, to be determined.
TBD.
Because I think they have a fight scheduled anyway, Volkanovski and Yair. Mm-hmm. UFC 290, allegedly.
Ooh, okay.
So I guess if Yair can win that, maybe you can have Max fight Yair.
Okay. I can see that
again. Max did beat him in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. So move along. So we had, what was the other fight? Edson Barboza And
Billy Quarantillo, yes, a vicious knee.
Oh, so well timed, because he like kicked him and then he threw a punch takedown, and the punch lands, and then Barboza just knows as soon as he throws that punch, he's gonna go for the takedown, times it perfect while he's like punched and on the back.
Yeah,
and then I think he gave him one for good measure on the ground. I'm like, fuck it. Sometimes you got to take one for the team.
You do. What else? Zach Cummings, Ed Herman, the double retirement.
Yeah, that was weird.
Super weird. Well, I read something about Cummings, like back from, I guess in 20, he was out. He's been out for out a while, right? Because he had a back injury. And apparently his back was all messed up from like some nerve stuff going on, that he was like, you know, having a hard time between training and resting. And one day he was just laying there and he sneezed, and then his back seized up to the point where he like had to have back surgery. I'm like, shit, I've done that.
I've done it too. That's why I laugh. Like, I know what the fuck that's about.
Like, ow. And you know, the chiropractor I was working with when I was doing a lot of jiu-jitsu was like, that's not what that's from. You injured it a while back, and that just kind of like
aggravated.
Yeah, exactly. But what a way to go out. And you know, hats off to them. Both tough guys. Ed Herman been around forever. Emotional moment in the Octagon.
Mm-hmm.
So good on them.
Yeah, and then what was the other weird thing? I think Clay Guida faked his retirement so he could get interviewed, and then Dana White was crying about that, like, oh, fucking guy shouldn't be doing it, you know, I'm pissed off. I'm like, how many fights has Clay had, and you're not going to give him the courtesy of like a interview? It's kind of fucking weird.
Super weird.
Yeah, I think that's all I had for that. Let's see.
Okay. Nothing else, man. Shall we get into some
sponsor?
Yes. Let's talk a little Manscaped. Did you know?
Yes.
That 2023 is testicular cancer time. And what a perfect time, considering April is Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, to help raise awareness and to fundraise for a great cause. The leaders in below the waist grooming partnered with Testicular Cancer Society to remind you to check your golden nuggets this month for anything not so golden. And while you're down there, shave your balls while you save your balls. Support a good cause and go to manscaped.com and use the code MMANUTS20 to get 20% off plus free shipping.
That's right. And did you know one guy every hour, every day, is diagnosed with testicular cancer? So this is a reminder to all the men listening to check yourselves. Or you rickety wreck yourselves. So if you feel like a nodule, if you have three balls down there, probably not a good thing. One ball, probably not a good thing. Two balls, sometimes good, could be bad. But as long as they're shaved, then you could probably get a better feel on everything. And your lady and or men friends
keep it
can
smooth.
Help you check.
Yep. Yes. And while you're down there, remember, you can get 20% off and free shipping with our code MMANUTS20 at manscaped.com.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's we got to change that. It's manscaped.com/MMA nuts. No more code.
Sorry. manscaped.com/MMA nuts. You still get the 20% off and the free shipping.
That's right.
manscaped.com/MMA nuts. Make sure to spread the news and tell your buddies to check themselves in Testicular Awareness Month.
That's right. All month. I'll be playing with your balls. And support for today's episode comes from True Classic. As a people-driven brand, True Classic believes the clothes you wear should make you feel confident and comfortable so you can show up as the best version of yourself every day. This is your one-stop shop for all your wardrobe essentials. Their shirts have a premium fit. It's tighter in the shoulders and biceps for that extra boost of confidence, from t-shirts and polos to activewear, denim, button-downs, hoodies, joggers, boxer briefs, and everything in between. They have everything you need. Time to upgrade your wardrobe today. And we have an exclusive deal for our listeners. We want to hook you up with some True Classic for a limited time only. You can get 25% off with the code MMA25 at trueclassic.com.
And it's more than just a t-shirt company, as Matt alluded to. You can run, train, and recover with their versatile performance essentials. Their activewear crewnecks have the same flattering fit as their classic tees and are sweat-wicking and odor-controlling, so you can feel good about working out hard. Pair it with a quick dry short or joggers to complete the look. No matter what you're packing, let True Classic help you show off what you're working with.
That's right. You get comfortable, get going, upgrade your wardrobe with True Classic. Get 25% off at trueclassic.com with code MMA25. Free shipping is included on purchases over $100. You get 100% risk-free guarantee with a 30-day return policy. You can't go wrong. It's look good, feel good season. And back to the show. Hey, I didn't fuck those up this year or this month.
Nice work.
Or
nice
this
work.
Show. How's that?
You did amazing.
Show's not over yet. Hmm. What else?
Where do we want to go? Breaking news. Jake Paul versus Nate Diaz set for August 5th. The Zone pay-per-view in Dallas, Texas.
Did they announce the price yet?
Pro boxing fight. I didn't.
$199.99.
Is it really?
I don't know. I feel like they're going to gouge everybody.
I did not see a price, but it's happening. It's happening in August on the 5th at the Zone. Diaz and Jake Paul. Hang on. I'm going to find
eight rounds of boxing. And they said it's at 185 pounds. That's a fucking insane.
There you go. Here's the little thing. Yep. Live on the pay-per-views. I mean, they look kind of close in size.
Not really.
Yeah, not really.
Like, I don't like Nate's chances at all.
I'm gonna have to agree. I think Nate might take quite the beating in this one.
He always gets beat down by the bigger man.
Yeah, I mean, thankfully there's no wrestling, right? So, but there's also no jujitsu. So I'm like, what are we doing? I don't know. I think this. I didn't see how many rounds they were going. Is it eight?
Okay. It's 8 rounds at 185 pounds.
I think it's gonna go the distance on this one. But
yeah, I mean, Nate's tough. He's going to take a beating, though. The only way he wins is he out cardios him. But Jake has had enough boxing matches to understand when to push and when to pull cardio wise. So it's not going to be a problem for him. And he's got so much power that he'll knock some of the cardio off of Nate.
Yep. And again, around the sixth round or so, Nate's going to be looking pretty haggard.
Yep. And like Jake has a fuck ton of power, so
he does.
Here's Jake again going back after older UFC guys, which is the smart business plan for him. And then Nate was saying something along the lines of, yeah, I'm gonna dominate boxing, then I'm gonna come back to the UFC and get my belts.
Like, that was his plan,
yeah. I think he wants that Connor third fight. And maybe they can make a special kids needs belt for them. I don't know. But what is it? The BMF? Some version of that for those guys.
BMF? Like the
yeah.
Bad motherfucker? How about the little kids?
Maybe it's the super BMF. SBMF title. What are the super badass motherfuckers?
Let's add more stuff.
Super badass friend motherfuckers. Super BFFs or something.
SBMFB.
Yes.
Super bad motherfuckers, bitches.
Yeah. Something. I don't know. I would watch Diaz and Connor fight because I think that's always going to be a fair matchup. Because it was so close. And then with where they're at, because you don't know where Connor is going to be coming back after that horrific leg break injury. I don't think those guys are ever the same once they come back. You're going to be too fucking heady.
I like that matchup for Connor, though, because you know you're not running the risk of like much leg kicking action because Nate doesn't throw any leg kicks. So, no.
Didn't Connor do that the one time they fought? And he's like, fuck that. I'm never doing this again.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, Nate's more likely to hit him in the leg with a punch than to actually kick him.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
For sure.
So it could be interesting. I like it.
And then I saw Alex Pereira is moving up to 205.
Yep.
Which I thought was weird because you're not going to squash. Like Pereira has what? 3 wins over Adesanya, 2 in kickboxing, 1 in MMA, and Adesanya just has the 1 win over him in MMA, but we're not going to do a rubber match. Like, you're going to fucking do Juliana Pena versus Amanda Nunes 3, which fucking nobody wants to see. I mean, it's okay because it's you got to settle a rubber match. You can't have one and one and just be done. So I get it from that standpoint, but you're going to make Alex move up, which is kind of bullshit. But then this question is posed, like, who the fuck does Alex fight at 205? It's tough. So you got Yuri at number one. Magomedov, here you go. I can't fucking say Peter. Ankalev, you got Blachowicz at four. Rakic at... I'm fucking it all up. Smith at five, Krylov at six, Johnny Walker. I think I like Johnny Walker at seven for Alex, actually.
You got to give him someone in that 7-6-5 range. I like Anthony Smith or Johnny Walker. Either one of those is probably good. Yeah. You can't give him a 1-4.
No, he's got to be, I think seven is the lowest. And I think just because Walker is so hit or miss, I think that would be a fun fight for him. I'm looking more of like, what's a fun fight? I think Walker... Smith probably.
Who's Chamaktar Sandu? Who the hell's that?
Yes, have some.
Gesundheit.
I bless you. That's the guy who tweeted this out. How's that?
No, yeah, I'm just kidding. Just joking. I like it. Okay, what else do I have? Anderson Silva's son. Gabriel Silva, currently over the weekend, victorious, 25-year-old. He met Angelo Thompson in a 4-round, 160-pound match, and he was victorious. Here is the photo of him winning. Bam, there he is on the right. Looking exciting, looking great.
Yeah, I like the ring card girl action.
Yeah. Fun fact about his opponent, he now moves to 0-7 in his pro boxing.
Hey, that's how we do it. Did you say it was a boxing match?
It was. Yeah, so that's how we should do it. I mean, that's how it goes. We're building them up, right? He's going to get 30 victories before he actually fights real opponents. Not to say this guy's not real, but 0-7, it's like...
That's fucking horseshit. You're just crushing cans for the sake of crushing cans.
So... good to see him following in his father's footsteps.
But like, take a chance, man. You don't need to be fighting an 0-7 dude unless that's your first fight.
Yeah, it's not. So
right. I saw Gilbert Burns apologize to Jorge Masvidal for accusing him of greasing. Really? So that happened. Yeah, it was weird because remember when that happened? Like, you won the fight. Why the fuck are you accusing the guy of greasing when you won? So thought that was weird. And then another fight, Khamzat Chimaev versus Paulo Costa at UFC 294 on October 21st in Abu Dhabi. That should be a fun one. Mm-hmm. Chimaev Costa. And then speaking of fun ones, we probably should talk about a couple other sponsors quickly. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex, guys. Remember the days when you're always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up, BlueChew.com.
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. And the best part, they're made in the USA and shipped direct to your door in a discreet package.
That's right. And they taste delicious. And Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. You can try Blue Chew free. Use our promo code MMA. That's at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code MMANuts to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
We certainly do. And last but not least, we have Miracle. Whether you want to get more fit, be a better parent, or get more done at work, there's one thing that will help, and that's better sleep. Miracle Sheets. Miracle Made Sheets, you can tap into the power of self-cooling temperature regulation, which has been shown to improve deep sleep quality by over 20%.
That's what it's about. And when we're talking about percentages, I like percentages. These sheets are self-cleaning, infused with silver to kill vampires. Or no, they kill werewolves and they, I think they injure vampires, and they prevent up to 99.7% of bacterial growth, leaving them to stay cleaner and fresh three times longer than other sheets. No more gross odors. You could probably go 17 months without changing them. I'm not confirming or denying that I haven't changed mine in a long fucking time, but I'm just saying you can do that.
Yeah, and if you're a vampire out there watching the show or listening, you know, get these sheets because, you know, the blood, it's not going to really stain. You're going to be good. It's going to be good. It's silver. And it repels the werewolves because vampires and werewolves, aren't they like arch enemies? Right?
That's right. So, you build up your immunity by sleeping on them a little bit.
Correct. So go to trymiracle.com/MMA to try Miracle Made Sheets today. And with Mother's and Father's Day right around the corner, this is the perfect way to give someone you love the gift of better and more luxurious sleep. Save over 40% and be sure to use our promo code MMA at checkout to save even more and get 3 free towels. Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/MMA and use the code MMA to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/MMA to treat yourself. Thank you, Miracle Made, for sponsoring this show.
Word. And back to the podcast. Oof.
Yowza.
I hear you.
Do you see this picture of Dana White doing some kind of colon cleanse situation? You see this?
I saw a different one.
Is there a different one? Do you have another one?
I don't have it, but because I'm like, I'm not gay, but they're trying to make me gay with how ripped he is.
I have that one too. Here's this one. Bam. Calvin Klein model. Is this the one you're talking about?
Yep. How old is he? 51?
He's 53, I think. So he's looking good. Christ. I feel like what happened to him is he got some sort of medical freak out thing that was like, oh shit, I got to change my lifestyle. So he's doing that. Good for him. He's still a young guy, but he's pushing this colon cleanse thing. You're not going to have a colon cleanse and go from being overweight and look like that. But good on it.
No, it's like the before and after where they show a guy who was ripped and then he just has like an injury and he can't train for like 6 months and he puts on a fucking ton of weight. And then all of a sudden he can train again. And then he's on the something like the go-go juice. And it looks fucking awesome. Because that's the other thing he's not going to mention is like, how many other additional supplements are you on? Like if you're like close to 50, you should be on all the supplements. I'm all for everything, but I think you should fucking have to disclose that. You can't just say, oh, this and that. And speaking of which, I'll bring this up. So Mike Dolce, he's been spotted. We were just talking about him. Yeah.
No way.
So he made this post. We'll start with the pictures. So let me share this and then
Don't tell me he's like 300 pounds.
Fucking nonsense. So he's posting these pictures. So here's the first picture. And then the second picture, and then I'll go into like the details of what he was talking about. So he's saying, this is 47. He's saying the first picture is after fasted cardio in natural light. Picture two is after two meals and a light workout under goon lighting and blah, blah, blah.
What's goon lighting?
To make you look ripped as shit. But again, he goes through this whole litany of, basically it's just been my nutrition and then I can look like this. You can't fucking look like this if you haven't been lifting any weights and you're 47 and you're like, you're not disclosing what bullshit you're on. You're on fucking something. You don't look like that at 47 and not being on something or have been on something in your life. But he's just trying to claim nutrition and blah, blah, blah. I don't even want to get into it. Yeah. So anyway, that's him.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Well, it's like the actors, right? Like, look at The Rock. You're going to tell me that motherfucker is natural?
No.
Just say you're on some shit. It's okay. Mm-hmm. I'm on some shit. What else is happening out there?
Well, Charles Oliveira withdrew from UFC 288 against Dariush. He was kind of explaining himself about why it happened. You know, he said he wasn't able to train. Says, I got injured during wrestling practice. I tried to train. I tried to do everything I could, but we couldn't. So we pulled out of the fight. And I would be fighting on the same night of my two teammates, Daniel Santos and Rolando Bedoya. He says he's going to continue to work and stay focused. He says he's got to stay away from training for a little while, and he's going to be back to training soon. You know, the injury kind of sidelined him. Too bad, so sad, I suppose.
Yeah, they're moving it to, I think, UFC 289.
So something like that. Later. Yeah. Right. So
because the UFC 288 card is just dog shit now. I got a post here of what that one looks like. So headlined by Sterling Cejudo. Then you have Jessica Andrade.
Ugh, Cejudo.
Yep. I mean, it's just garbage. You can't. And then you have Kron Gracie. Is he going to fucking use jiu-jitsu or try to do his stand and bang? Was it George Gurgel style of fighting? Like, fuck jiu-jitsu, I'm gonna bang this one out. Like, no, keep it on the ground. But yeah, that one
guy could not help himself.
I know.
Fucking Rich Franklin is like, we had a game plan every time, and then it was just like, oh, okay, 30 seconds in, he's just going
for going ham on the stand up.
Damn it,
what are you doing? Stop, I don't know, that. Just trying something different.
Feels good. Now, I want to be exciting.
I want to beat them in this thing I'm not very good at. Right. Just show how good of a fighter how high my fight IQ is.
You got to respect the heart, though. It's big heart.
Yeah, big heart.
Good for him.
And then I saw TJ Dillashaw fucking retired.
Yes, because of the shoulder.
Made this post. He says, but in all honesty, I'm pretty pissed that I didn't get the chance to choose to retire. I feel that I'm too good to hang them up. Haven't told many people, but I have to go under the knife again for surgery because my first surgery didn't take. Being told that my shoulder will never be good enough to compete again is hard to hear. I've been delaying my surgery to find a better solution. I think that's kind of fucking bullshit. I think you can do whatever you want. It's the power of the mind. I think he's weak.
So,
Can he compete?
Wasn't his shoulder out for his last fight or something weird?
Did it got fucked up. Yeah, but Michael Bisping fought with one eye for fucking like 7 fights or some shit. So you're going to tell me this guy can't fight with one shoulder? Didn't he take all the steroids? Why don't you do a Conor McGregor retirement and steroid up? He looks like he's on some shit.
Mm-hmm.
And just see how it goes. But maybe he tried that and that's where he is now. I don't know. Not that I care for his fighting style, but I don't want to see. I think the thing that bugs me is I don't like fighters being forced out if that's the case. Like his body's and doctors are saying you can't do it anymore. That bugs me.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you could just keep going, but yeah, I guess it is what it is. What else is happening?
Well, I want to draw your attention to something real quick.
Okay.
Coming up, I believe is it this weekend? Yeah, this weekend. So I want to just go on record and say that I believe this fight right here, Pavlovich versus Blades, is going to be the sleeper fight of the year. Because between these two guys, we have, I think, 27 knockouts between the two of them.
Perfect.
So I feel like this is going to, and Curtis Blades is known for his wrestling, right? So
and elbows.
This is going to be one of the fights of the year right here. And it's a free card happening on the 22nd.
Early start. Look at that, 6 p.m.
6 p.m., yeah. So I just want to bring your attention to this because I think this is one to watch. I don't know about the rest of the card. You got some Yadong Song versus Ricky Simon, Brad Tavares, Bruno Silva. I don't know. Nothing else really looks all that exciting.
Are they going to have all pictures for everybody? Get the fuck out of here. Oh, no, we can never do that. Huh?
Muhammad Usman, is he related to?
Yes, I believe he is.
So, hey, there's a guy from Mongolia on here. That's crazy. Batgirl Dana. I don't even know how you say that. Any name that has like three
Batgirl Dana,
the same letter in it at this right next to each other is just really weird. But I'm telling you, that heavyweight fight, that's my sleeper pick for like KO of the year. I think they're gonna come out crazy.
Fuck yeah.
So it's gonna be good.
I like it. I saw Mike Tyson was standing next to Tyson Fury, and just to see the size difference here, 5'10" versus 6'9". Look at that. Could you imagine these fuckers fought?
Well, I would take Tyson all day in his prime. I think
which one, Mike or Fury?
Oh, sorry. My bad.
I don't know.
Mike Tyson in his prime against Tyson.
He has to get to him, though. Because Fury is pretty fucking, yeah. He could just, like, George Foreman him off.
Trunk him. Yeah, yeah, maybe. It could be a Muhammad Ali, George Foreman type kind of a fight. Fury could wear him down over, like, 10 rounds. And then Mike's
in trouble. Yeah, I mean, it would be fun. I would. I don't know if the... Trying to think how they could simulate that. There's got to be a boxing sim where you can put their fucking things in and let them fight it out. Kind of, I think the UFC game had that for a while. I don't know. I haven't played the new ones, so I can't tell you what they have and what they don't. Because if you don't give me the option to turn off a stamina drain, go fuck yourself. It's a video game. I want to just fucking go crazy and fight heavyweights versus flyweights and men versus women and pride rules and soccer kicks. It should be whatever. It's a video game. I don't want it realistic. So that's why I stay away. And then one more quick one. I don't know if you saw this, but can you tell me what is Oscar De La Hoya on?
What Everything. Drugs?
Look at the crazy eyes and go, what the fuck? Like, you got the cocaines? I like the cocaines.
he does look really crazy. That's scary.
Look at that. Oh my God. He wants to eat your face. He's on the bath salts. Fucking hell, man. Yeah, exactly. Fuck. What else is happening out there?
I have no more news, but I have some knowledge.
Okay, I got a handful of things. Let's do a little KO of the week.
Ooh, exciting.
I think I've seen this one before, but fuck it, we'll do it again. There's multiple angles. It's a little bare knuckle kind of shit.
Oh, so damn.
One, oh, hey, there's like three angles on this one for you.
That guy's like what
boom,
happened?
Boom. I think he lost a tooth on that one. Oh, fuck, man. That's tough. That's just snot everywhere.
Jesus.
Fucking hell, man.
He left that sucker hanging.
Yep. Ugh. Ugh.
Damn, he got all
of
that.
He got boarded, that's yeah. Nasty, and then the eyes are rolling. Thanks for playing. Got that one. I'm gonna do a little tweet of the week. This one goes out to Elon Musk.
Uh-oh.
He's got a couple of runners here. It's like, you might respect the penis, but do you honor the ball sack?
Did he actually tweet that?
Yes. Well, he tweets all sorts of crazy shit. I love it. People are so mad at him. Like, who gives a shit? The guy's fucking having fun. Let the billionaire have a little fun.
Yeah.
And I saw this interesting face off. We're going to have to use a little volume. This is Elle Brooke, and I don't know what this other lady's name is. Miss Danielka. So we kind of have the volume on here.
Ladies, please, let's have the face-to-face.
The fucking cunt. Cunt. That's that dick.
Okay. And then earlier they had some glasses on a table and glasses were breaking and shaking. And if you, there's a close up of the lady that's not Elle Brooke in her shirt. So I think Elle does porn. And then she wore a shirt of her doing something to somebody. But then wherever it was televised, it got ruined because they couldn't show it because it wasn't censored. So they ruined a face off because this broad wore a fucking shirt with L doing something to someone. And while we're on this topic, let's go back to the butt slap league.
Oh,
yeah, it's my favorite.
But yeah, it's been a while. I'm ready.
And I'll have to go no volume because I don't know what's going to be said. But my favorite sport in the world right now. I'm going to go full screen. Yeah. That shit is welted up already.
Sure is.
Man. My knuckles and a kiss.
Oh, respect. Hey, thank you.
Yes. See, this is where the action is. This is where Dana White is missing the boat. He should have gotten to the butt slap.
I'd rather watch this than the actual slap.
Fuck yeah. That's what it's all about. I think there were some slow motion replays, but
a lot safer too.
Of course. Mm-hmm. The worst you're getting is welts. And I think we can move right into some knowledge.
Yes. So I have a movie recommendation for you. We took the family yesterday to go see the Air movie, the Michael Jordan Nike movie. Fantastic film.
Who's in that? Matt Damon,
Ben Affleck, Viola Davis. There's a bunch of other guys that are and ladies that are Jason Bateman is in there. So it's a really good movie. I would say that probably it's rated R, but I think it's only rated R because of the language, because they swear a lot throughout the film. So like if you have kids, probably 8, 9, 10 and up, like you'd probably be fine taking them, as long as you're not one of those weirdos that's like, oh, they can't swear. It's like, you know, it's fine. It's a hell of a story. I knew some of it. I didn't realize like the fact that those two things came together is like almost impossible, because Nike was struggling and stuff. Really well done. It's a lot of dialogue, but it never feels like it's slow. So I highly recommend it especially if we're from Chicago. So it's a pretty cool ass story, but groundbreaking thing that happened there. Like he and Nike revolutionized like the shoe and apparel industry, you know. I think Mike makes like billions of dollars off of nothing. He's like, you know, just people buying his shit. So that's not even anything to do with what he's doing right now. He just gets checks.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Fuck yeah. And everyone wanted those in high school. Like, oh my God. Yeah. My mom's like, I'm not fucking paying $100+ for a pair of shoes.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, I get it. I'll ask, but she's like, fuck you.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I'll check that out once it comes to cable. I'm not gonna go to the theaters for a bunch of these movies. I'm waiting for a bunch come around. I saw this t-shirt posted, reminds me of college. It's like, last night is a blur. I remember sucking titties and then shitting myself.
Good Lord.
I don't know if I did both of those in the night, but
must be the milk. Maybe he's lactose intolerant.
Could be. It's sweet deliciousness. What are you talking about? Uh-huh. And on that note, we shut down.
Well, that has been this edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Angle Weigel.
Matt Griffin, thanks for playing.